Coming up now, he is Joe Shafsky of the Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game. Follow him on Twitter at ButcherBoy415 as we broadcast from the Stuff Up the Bus event at the Metro Market in Greenfield. What's going on, Joe?
What's up, dog? How you doing, Sparky?
I'm doing good, man. Out here at the Stuff the Bus event, and we're helping Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin, and doing our thing.
Nice.
So it's good stuff.
Nice.
Yeah, having fun out here, you know, trying to help the less fortunate, obviously. But I, you know, speaking of less fortunate, it reminds me of the Niners. What's happened? I mean, they're not that dominant, really good team anymore. Now they're just kind of middle of the road, it seems like.
Did you watch the fight with Jake Paul and Mike Tyson on Friday night?
For free on Twitter. Yes, I did.
Okay. Yeah, we look closer to Mike Tyson at 58 years old than we do Mike Tyson in 1989. So, yeah, you know, this is what happens when a team goes on deep playoff runs for a long time and the hangover of just never being able to get over the hump. And it's just been hands out across the team. I got to get paid. Trent Williams, one of the biggest mercenaries of all time, always has to get guaranteed money. Oh, I'll be in shape. I'll be good to go. After last year, same exact thing happened with Nick Bosa, but it was his first real big payday. So I understand it. Both guys in back-to-back years just show up and look like crap. There's no other way around it. This year, Bosa's got a hip injury. I believe he tore the oblique, okay? They're calling it a hip injury. I think he's torn or ruptured or whatever the oblique on one side. He gets a sack the other day in Seattle. I didn't bring my boy out to the game. He's 1 year old. It's his first game. So Bosa gets a sack, and as he's coming up off the sack, you could tell he grabs the other side, the left side. And now he comes out after one more play and doesn't play the rest of the game. And Geno Smith is running around like he's Russell Wilson, and we have zero pass rush. I think he's got two oblique injuries, both sides of his body. I'm not kidding, Sparky.
No, I saw the two oblique report yesterday. I saw that both obliques were hurt yesterday. I saw a report on that, yeah.
And then, like 2 months ago, you know, our station reported, McCaffrey has bilateral Achilles tendonitis. He's not just dealing with it in one ankle, it's both. And I'm saying to myself, my God, and I've watched him the last 2 weeks, he doesn't look like himself. He's got no juice. He's got no wiggle. And then Brock Purdy, God bless his soul, he's playing good ball for the most part. He had a bad game this last game. I thought he missed a couple of open receivers. His shoulder's banged up. He didn't practice yesterday. We're supposed to get a report. It's raining here in the Bay Area. I don't even know if he practiced today. They're just getting off the field, so we'll find out from all the B reporters. But it's not good. Our Pets' heads are falling off, and they've lost a gazillion games in the second half to NFC West opponents, Arizona, the Rams, and obviously Seattle. This team just looks so hungover. Debo doesn't look like himself. They're missing Dre Greenlaw. I mean, it's and then they're a couple bounces away from being 8-2. Yeah, okay, sure. I'm two lottery numbers away from being a billionaire. Get out of here.
Joe Shasky, the Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game. He's so good. Follow him on Twitter at ButcherBoy415. So, I mean, it's good because you had rain. We had snow this morning. So you at least got that going for you out there. You got that. Let's talk about Shanahan versus LaFleur, because that's what I started the show off with in the first segment, and it feels like it's been owned by Shanahan over baby brother Matt LaFleur, or the mentee getting schooled by the mentor, however you want to look at it. And then there's audio yesterday about Xavier McKinney saying in their first couple of meetings they brought up the Niners to him right away. Jordan Love talking about they are getting up for this game because the Niners knocked them out last year. And I was talking about, man, it feels like the Niners are renting space in the Packers' head going into this game.
Well, look, if you were to mark down the signature playoff win of the 49ers during the during the Shanahan era, it is going up to Lambeau and knocking you guys off without scoring an offensive touchdown because Jimmy Garoppolo is garbage. And we went in and we blocked a punt and walked one in, and Aaron Rodgers just laid an egg. There's no other way around it. You guys almost scored a touchdown right before halftime. Remember, Jaquaski Tart pushed a guy out of bounds. The Niners went on to lose a 10-point lead to the Rams in the NFC Championship game in the fourth quarter, and so it kind of gets forgotten. But that is like one of the signature wins of the Shanahan era. I think there's saltiness on both sides. At first, I thought LaFleur was more of a byproduct of Aaron Rodgers. And I know Aaron Rodgers played a hell of a lot better with LaFleur. This is my naked eye from afar. I have been so impressed what he's done with all of these young weapons that you have on offense. No Aaron Rodgers, what he did with Jordan Love throughout the season last year, and then what you guys did in that playoff game. You should have won the game. There's no other way around it. You had us beat for almost four full quarters, and if Jordan Love doesn't throw that awful, awful across-the-body pick, I think you win that game. Carlson, who kicked for us because our kicker got hurt as well this year, he missed the kick in that game. Yep. I mean, you guys should have won that game. You should have won that playoff game. There were rumors that we heard that we called, as in the Niners, called LaFleur on draft night. We believe here in the Bay Area, when they made the trade up to go get Trey Lance at the number three overall pick, we thought initially they were going after Deshaun Watson. And they were going to trade that draft capital to get Watson. The Watson sexual stuff comes out, and obviously no one wants to touch him. They pivot on the night before the draft and call LaFleur and wanted to get Aaron Rodgers. And I think a lot of the saltiness ends and begins right there.
Yeah, a lot of saltiness that came around with that. We talked about that here as well, about that exact same rumor. You know, the other thing about this that I'm curious about, and you being in San Francisco doing sports talk radio, who's the better coach? You've had them both, Harbaugh or Shanahan?
I think Shanahan's a tick above Harbaugh. I love Harbaugh. I was always a Harbaugh guy. Everyone does this thing. They can't win the big one. Well, what about all the big playoff victories to get to the end? I mean, like, we act like none of these games. They're all big games. They're all big games. I went to all of them. I've never missed a 49er playoff game in my adult life, okay? I've been to all of them. Candlestick and all the way through, obviously, to Levi Stadium. Harbaugh won some big games. What happened at Harbaugh was a variety of things. Ownership was moving the city out of the area. Harbaugh wanted more control. They sided with Trent Baalke. Yes, the same crappy Trent Baalke who runs Jacksonville right into the ground right now. They stopped drafting well. Colin Kaepernick did not get better. It's pretty straightforward to me. We could talk about kneeling and all that stuff. The reality is the roster was not as good. They got old, and the quarterback started to play bad. In San Francisco, they've won with Shanahan. They've won with a variety of coaches. I'm taking Shanahan. He's been to two Super Bowls, and I know that the guy should have won both of them. I mean, you can make an argument he should have won both of them. It breaks my heart they haven't cashed one in. But what he's done, because he built this thing from scratch, they were an expansion team. An expansion team when he got here. And he built this thing up. He did it with Jimmy G. He's done it now with Brock Purdy. I think he's done a great job. He's a more sustainable head coach. Harbaugh wears on people. But Harbaugh's great. If I had the opportunity to hire either of them, you take Shanahan, I'm taking Harbaugh a second later.
I'm not a Harbaugh guy, but I think he's a damn good football coach. And you're seeing it right now with the job that he's doing with the Chargers. I mean, he essentially signed the entire Ravens backfield, brought him to the Chargers and said, we'll figure it out, and we're going to trade our best wide receivers. And that's exactly what they've done. And they took a guy they're paying a ton of money to, Justin Herbert, and said, you don't need to throw that much. Don't worry about it. We got this. And they've made it work. It is truly amazing. Joe Shasky, Morning Roast, 95.7 The Game. Follow him on Twitter at ButcherBoy415. How do you view the NFC? Is it the Lions and everybody else? Is Philly in that conversation? How would you stack the NFC? I don't know, top three, top four teams right now.
I think it's Detroit all the way at the top, right? And not that they're unbeatable, but they're a juggernaut. I love their offensive line. The way they're built reminds me a lot of the early 90s Dallas Cowboys. They really do. That offensive line is unbelievable. I love their two running backs. Jared Goff's a Marin County guy. That's the county just up from San Francisco here. He played against my former high school. So I always will root for Jared Goff, like just period. And Dan Campbell, I mean, he's an intoxicating character. He's got a lot of the Harbaugh qualities, you know?
Yeah.
He's a leader of men. He's not a X's and O's, you know, tactician like a Belichick or maybe what Shanahan fancies himself. But he's a leader of men, and I think he's done a great job with them. Then I have a little tick down below that, Philadelphia. Saquon Barkley is their CMC. And I'm talking about Christian McCaffrey from last year. He's a beast. I feared that he would get him. The Giants are so stupid for letting him go. And even though I'm kind of iffy on Jalen Hurts, they've got a great roster. A.J. Brown's a butt kicker. Devontae's a stud. Their defense is young and kind of figuring it out. I fear them, and they've got a great home field advantage. But you guys got the toughest division in football. We got our butts handed to us by the Vikings, okay? They dominated us. The score doesn't indicate how well they played in that game. And then you guys are a very good team. I think you've played up and down. The two wins with Malik were very impressive. And seeing the Chicago Bears later on this year, I think that's the best division in football, but whatever. We can argue. Maybe the South, the North of AFC. But I think there's just a lot of meh. Just a lot of muh below all those other teams. I think you guys are the third, fourth best team on any given week in the NFC.
That's what I wanted to hear you say. Good job. Joe Shasky, Morning Rose, 95.7 The Game. That morning show is on point. I go on there from time to time as well. Follow him on Twitter at ButcherBoy415. Thank you so much, Joe. I appreciate you coming on, man.
Hey, let me ask you. If the 49ers gave Brock Purdy the same contract Jordan Love got, as a non-Niner fan, would you laugh and say they overpaid or that was money well spent? I'm very curious.
I'm not a Brock Purdy guy. So I don't know if I would laugh and say they overpaid. I mean, he's had success, or he had big success last year. And I'm sure you guys talk about it all the time, so I'm probably be one of those guys that you make fun of on the radio. But I just don't know if he can do – you know, throw the ball like Mahomes throws the ball, or throw the ball like some of these other guys do, like Joe Burrow and stuff. If he was asked to do it at that level, could he do it? Or is he just perfect for what Shanahan wants at this point? I guess I question the physical attributes of him more than anything else. I wouldn't laugh at it if they gave Jordan Love, if they gave him that money. I mean, Jordan Love had a half a good season and they paid him. Brock Purdy's done it for longer than that, so how could I laugh at it?
No, I hear you. Everybody, they got to reset the quarterback market. What about the Baker Mayfield deal? 3 for $100 Like, why does everyone have to get $65, $70 million a year? It kind of drives me nuts. Tua's not worth that money either. So I love hearing outside perspective. This is going to be a great weekend. Snow at Lambeau? Does it get any better?
No, I don't think so. But snow at Lambeau has never has not always benefited the Packers in the last 10 to 15 years. Everybody talks about, oh, they want to be home. Really? Go back and look when they made the run with Rodgers. They weren't at home. They were on the road that entire postseason. So I don't think that's necessarily the case all the time. But we'll see how Jordan Love does with it. Joe, thanks so much, man. I appreciate it.
Have a good one, Sparky. Keep killing it.